This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Holiday shopping season is here. You've probably heard this idea about shopping locally and supporting small businesses. Maybe you're concerned about sustainability, or you're just more selective when it comes to whether to shop at big box stores and companies like Amazon and Walmart. Whether it's difficult for, or I should say while it's difficult for economists to pinpoint the percentage of small businesses that closed during the pandemic, Vice President Kamala Harris once claimed that COVID-19 took one-third of the nation's small businesses, which has proven to be mostly true. And while some only temporarily closed their doors during the months of lockdown, taking a major financial hit along the way, many businesses, especially here in Illinois, closed permanently. It hasn't been entirely bleak for small business, though. Long lockdowns, lasting quarantines afforded many people extra free time they never thought that they'd have, and with that, a chance to start new hobbies and new creative pursuits. And for some, the pandemic was a window into crafting and eventually the beginnings of a small business and making jewelry or knitting, wood carving, and more. For others, it's meant making sure vendors had a home of their own to sell their handmade goods and locally sourced products. Joining us now to discuss all of this and his store in Peoria that's home to 50 local vendors is Andre Ware. He's an artist and business owner of the In-N-Out store in Northwoods Mall in Peoria. Andre, welcome to the 21st. And Andre, you might be muted on Zoom there. I'm also going to welcome in Taylor Hudson, who is the owner of One of a Kind Products, a small business that makes natural beauty products and jewelry that's part of the In-N-Out store. Taylor, welcome to the show to you as well.
Hello, and thank you.
And also with us is Rhonda Green, who's the owner of a small business jewelry venture called Sparkle by Rhonda. Rhonda, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for being here. And listeners, we want to invite you to join our conversation as well at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. So, Rhonda, let me ask you, how did you get involved with In-N-Out? What has being a vendor in a shop in a mall done for your craft as a jewelry maker?
Well, a little bit of my history. Sparkle by Rhonda started back in 1989 in Dallas, Texas. Do you hear me?
Hear you great, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Started in Dallas, Texas in 1989. My daughter and I was roaming the country. We had just moved there, and I always like to find out what's in the neighborhood, any good bargains, something that I can't live without. I just have to find in my new neighborhood. And we came across a little small strip mall that had everything you can mention. And there were a lot of people in there. Seemed like they were just laughing, having a good time. So I was like, I got to know what's going on in there. Everybody's having such a good time. So when my daughter and I got in there, there was a small jewelry store, and they were selling jewelry and jewelry components. And this is all costume jewelry. And they were selling broken pieces. And I like to take something and recreate it. I see potential in mostly everything. And so that's how I got started. And then I met Andre in 2017 or 18. And we just, we clicked right off the bat. You know, he had an idea of what he wanted to do. And he always says something to me, and I shoot to the moon. I don't stay low. I shoot to the moon and get all excited and everything. So it's been a really awesome adventure. I enjoy the vendors. I enjoy the creativity. I also sometimes do classes and that type of thing. But I always like to create. So that's where things started for me.
Okay, let me just take a moment. We're going to have to take a break here. So let me take a moment to reintroduce my guests. They are Rhonda Green, owner of Sparkle by Rhonda, and Taylor Hudson, co-owner of One of a Kind Products. Both of them are based out of Peoria. And we're also going to be speaking with Andre Ware, who's an artist and business owner of In-N-Out Store, which is in the Northwoods Mall in Peoria. And we want to hear from you at 800-222-9455. Are there small vendors in your part of Illinois that you like going to, especially during the holidays, maybe? Maybe you've seen or you yourself or have started a small business during the pandemic, or maybe you've gone out of your way to support a small business during the pandemic. We want to hear your stories. 800-222-9455. We're talking about shopping small, especially during this holiday season. 800-222-9455. Or, of course, you can always tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. More to come after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. Welcome back to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just joining us, we're talking about shopping small this holiday season, supporting small businesses, particularly small artisans, craftspeople, people who make jewelry, they make beauty products. In particular, today is who we're talking to, but you know, knitting. A lot of people have started sort of side businesses in the pandemic. Now they're maybe trying to make them full businesses, but then there were a lot of businesses that were hurt by the pandemic. And we're talking about all this, and we want to hear from you about how you, you know, your experiences with small local businesses during the pandemic, during the holidays. 800-222-9455. And we're speaking with Rhonda Green, who's the owner of Sparkle by Rhonda, and Taylor Hudson, owner of One of a Kind Products, both in Peoria, as well as Andre Ware, who is the owner of the In-N-Out Store in Northwoods Mall in Peoria. And Andre, I understand it's been a journey at the store there. You closed during the pandemic. You've been in different locations. Can you tell me, tell us just a little bit about your origin story and walk us through that journey?
Hey, sure. Yes, I can. Thank you for having me. So it really started a few years ago, I want to say about 2017, that I started realizing that I wanted to be in business. My parents had owned a bakery in the city here in Peoria for about 12 years. And it was during that time that I realized that, hey, look, I like the idea of being able to work for myself. But I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do, and I didn't want to do baked goods. So, my dad had an idea about maybe starting a place that vendors, people who do like the farmer's markets, because the farmer's market is seasonal. He thought like there should be a place where you can set up on a permanent basis for these vendors instead of having to deal with the constant tear down and set up and that kind of thing. And I took the idea and I ran with it. It was during that journey that I ended up becoming a crafter myself, thanks to Rhonda and some of the other ladies that work with us here in the store. And thankfully, we've been able to navigate all of the hurdles that that come through, you know, from having a business. COVID has changed the game for a lot of us when it comes to retail. But one thing that I've noticed is people are still looking for something different. And when you cap it off with something like, you know, where those products are being made locally, straight, you know, from our hands, you know, and going right to theirs. It is something that adds a special element to the whole process. And we're having a blast.
All right, Taylor, you, I understand that One of a Kind Products started during the pandemic. Well, can you talk about your journey? Your website says you're kind of like a small family like business. Can you talk about that sort of vibe and how you all got started?
Yes, we are a family run business. My name is Taylor Hudson. I am one of the two owners of One of a Kind Products. My partner's name is Brandy Griffin. And without us fully understanding what great path we were heading to. Our business began in 2019 during the pandemic. Brandy started experimenting with shea butter recipes and oils that promote hair growth. And I was working on crafting jewelry such as waist beads, anklets, bracelets, and necklaces. December of 2019 was the first vendor show I did. It was the one Andre held at the new mall. It was in the H&M building. It was very fun. And from that experience, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. This made me happy. And I was going to be, I am, a business owner. So one day, Brandy and I got together and merged our beautiful ideas of health, beauty, and positivity. After throwing around a few names, we finally agreed with one of a kind. And we knew it was perfect for everything we made was exactly one of a kind. And each and everything is made with the utmost love and is certain to help you feel your best. Her mother helps with packaging things and labeling. So does her daughter. My grandma helps make the beads. And it's just all about making everything that we make with love and positivity and making sure that it's going to do its job, make whoever uses it feel their best.
Yeah, that real sort of human connection, that personal connection going into the products. I guess another benefit is it's not likely to be stuck in a shipping container off the port of San Diego for a month.
No, not
like
at all.
I want to read a text message we got from one of our listeners. We asked you all about your favorite local businesses in Illinois. Christine said you have to check out Jacksonville, Illinois, on the downtown square. So many great shop small options, including Home Girls Boutique, Antiquarius, Greenhaven, Our Town Books, Haberdash, and soon The Little Stove. We also got another listener who shouted out Our Town Bookstore in Jacksonville. Another person texted, love the clever designs at Checkered Moon in Champaign. Have enjoyed buying artisan olive oil from Grove Stone, Family Groves in Greece, and appreciate the variety of goods curated by Art Mart, now in its second generation of owners. Andre, can you talk about being in the mall? I think that, you know, for some of us, when we were coming up, you know, when malls were Gap and Auntie Anne's and Sparrow's and arcades and things like that, it would have seemed impossible for a local business to get a spot like that. How has the changing sort of retail landscape maybe given opportunity where there wasn't some in the past?
So definitely, it has definitely changed a lot in regards to small business is being given that kind of spotlight. I think with the, you know, even before COVID, the malls were kind of going through a reshuffling, is what I'll say. You know, you got a lot of the big name brand stores that are closing or that have closed, and it provided an opportunity for small businesses like myself. No, don't get me wrong. There's always been small businesses in most of the malls, whether it's just a kiosk or whether it's actually one of the inline stores like my store is. But recently, within the past few years, there's been an opening for small businesses in order to showcase them more as the big stores have moved out of the malls. A lot of people here in Peoria go through the mindset, hey, look, there's nothing at the mall anymore. All the big name stores are gone. But I like to impress upon the customers and everyone to realize that there are small businesses in the mall who are dependent on the customers to come back to the malls and to show that that they, you know, that we're doing something new and exciting, and you can't feel safe. And you got a climate where, you know, where it's not cold. And it's not hot. It's climate controlled, and it's you know, and it's a totally new world now. And because of that, we have to do business in a different way. Whether that's our online sales, because we also do you know, sell some of our stuff online, or whether that's doing outside vendor shows, you know, we do that too. Or whether it's having a store like mine, where you can set your stuff up in a safe environment where you don't have to be there on a consistent basis, even though we prefer that, but where you got that that opportunity to be able to showcase your goods in a major way. And it's more exposure for us here.
Rhonda Green of Sparkle by Rhonda, I want to ask you, one of our listeners sent us a text message saying, unfortunately, I've done all my Christmas shopping via Amazon. COVID limits my shopping. What do you say to people who say, oh, maybe it's easier to just go to, you know, online or big box Target or something like that on Black Friday. How do you convince them to look local, seek out you and other vendors like you?
I would think, and I would tell them, is that there is always something that you cannot live without at the In-N-Out Craft Market. We have about 50 vendors. They activate their marbles, which is activate their mind, and come up with everything. You can, I'll say this, our crafters find something in their house, anything, and create something. You get one-of-a-kind items. Like Andre said, it's a controlled climate. Atmosphere is great. If you want to learn how to do something, if you want to give a gift certificate for them to do classes, to do demonstrations, to do pop-up shops, all that type of thing, we have that there. So I would say make your trip to In-N-Out an adventure. Because it is an adventure when you walk in there. It's just not a regular store. You would be amazed at what you see. So I would say, come on out, have fun, shoo-shoo with the crew, meet people, meet the actual person that has created your design that you're walking out the door with. So you can't beat that.
Taylor, I understand you're also an aspiring herbalist. Can you talk about that? What's next for you? What's your sort of process like for new products?
Well, for me, it just depends on the conversation I hear, what I see on TV, what comes into my mind while I'm sleeping. I always ask the Lord, can you just turn it off, turn the brain off for a moment, give me time to rest. But I'm always creating. Right now, I'm in the process of working on making small herbs. I've just been looking on TV, so I can't go into detail on what I'm going to do. Because I could say today at 11:53, I'm going to create this or that. But if I hear something that somebody wants, I'm always making it.
Mm. And Taylor, what about you and your team over there at One of a Kind Products?
We are working on all kinds of goodies. We're working on learning how to infuse lavender with jojoba oil and mix that with something to make something similar to a night rub for a child, or using essential oils to make something that's similar to like the vapor rub that you put on your chest, but something less strong for people who may not be able to take such a strong smell. So with becoming an herbalist one day in the future, we will be making things like natural deodorants and face toners, face scrubs, moisturizers. We also work on things that relieve pain in the joint. We have a concoction, it's called Hot Rub, and it's cayenne pepper with other essential oils, and you put it on and it's just like icy hot almost. And then you pair that with our calming butter and it's just this relaxing sensation. So we'll have more things like that coming real soon.
Andre, we're almost out of time here, but if somebody wants to get into owning their own brick and mortar store, what advice would you have for people out there who want to sort of take their side hobby or home business to the next level and sort of get physical, if you will, with retail space?
Sure, sure. I would suggest to them that they look for the cheapest opportunity that they could find. A lot of the stores that were like outside of the mall, some of those rents and stuff are kind of, super high. And because of that, it's easier to try to go with some places like the malls, like me, starting off small with In-N-Out, or doing some of like the local craft shows and vendor shows is a good way to start before you jump into a box store. The last thing you want to do is get a store and then not be able to maintain that store. So I would say start off small, grow your business, grow your social media fan base, and then check out your opportunities for something as far as a brick and mortar store.
All right, great advice. Well, good luck to all of you this holiday season. Andre Ware is the owner and an artist of In-N-Out Store at Northwoods Mall in Peoria, where Rhonda Green owns Sparkle by Rhonda, and Taylor Hudson has one-of-a-kind products. Thank you all so much for being with us and sharing your businesses with us today on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. It is our last show before Thanksgiving. There's going to be special programming on your NPR station tomorrow. So we do just want to take this opportunity to thank you and say we are thankful to you for listening to the 21st, for calling in, being in our texting group, sending us great emails. There are so many listeners who really make this show a conversation with Illinoisans and not just us talking at you. So we really appreciate your engagement with us and your listening and your being there for us on the 21st. So thank you for that. I personally am thankful for the team that helps make this show possible. That is Anna Casey and Ryan Wild, who are our producers, and Erica Scalise, who's our engagement producer. She manages our text messaging operations and our social media accounts. Also our interns, Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark, who produce segments. They help check in with guests in the morning. They screen phone calls in studio. They help prepare the web posts for the show. The show sounds good because of the technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. And we are all supervised and benefit from the wisdom of our news director, Reginald Hardwick. So I just want to say again, thank you to all of them for helping make this show possible. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you again next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.